listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 5:31. A lot of clouds in downtown Salt Lake City, 62 degrees.
Roads are trying to dry out. Traffic delays remain. I'm Mark Jackson.
Our top story this hour, a strong spring blast hit northern Utah this afternoon, bringing rain and hail to many areas. It's on the heels of a wet weekend, meaning you probably won't need to run your sprinklers for a while.
Many areas along the Wasatch Front saw about a half inch of rain over the past 24 hours, with others seeing more than an inch.
Most areas are going to be at least 3 or 4 or 5 days before they need to activate their sprinklers.
Utah State University Extension horticulturalist Ton Betta says if it gets warm fast, one early morning watering might be in order.
The cooler temperatures help more water penetrate into the soil, but then the sun will evaporate off any excess water sitting on the grass blades and help minimize fungal diseases.
The Utah Division of Water Resources advising one watering this week in every county except Cache and Rich, but that guidance came out before the weekend storms. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
And with KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk.
Governor Jerry Brown in California says the drought may never end, so running a stopwatch on your shower will be the new normal in California. The governor issuing an executive order today making restrictions on water use permanent. This is the sound of change.
Faithfully according to law.
Faithfully according to law.
So help me God.
The swearing-in ceremony for the new police chief of riot-scarred Ferguson, Missouri. Delrish Moss, a 32-year police veteran, is African-American. Former presidential candidate Marco Rubio tells CNN, nope, not interested. He won't be Donald Trump's running mate. Coachella is for teenagers, right?
It's only teenage wasteland.
But there won't be a teenager in sight at the mega concert to be held there in October. The Who, The Stones, Bob Dylan, members of Pink Floyd, Neil Young. Even though tickets are $400 to $1,600, it's a sellout, and they've now added a second weekend of concerts. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
And developing news, over the weekend derailment of a TRAX train, the Utah Transit Authority has now restored service on the line. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our live team coverage. Paul?
And Scott, yes, the UTA TRAX Green Line is now up and running after this derailment this weekend. However, officials with the UTA say they still have investigators trying to figure out what exactly happened. Spokesman Remy Barron says the other lines had shorter trains because of the derailment that happened right in front of the Jordan River Service Center, which is where they store cars.
We were planning on taking some of the cars out of there and putting them on the red and blue lines. We weren't able to get them out, so some of the trains were shorter than they might have been.
Barron says each TRAX train has a data recorder, like a black box on an airplane, which records what commands the operator gave and how fast the train was going. They hope to have their confirmations happening within the next 24 to 48 hours. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A man who says he was on that TRAX train and ended up with bad injuries thinks that he knows what went wrong.
A passenger watched the TRAX operator before and after the crash.
He looked pissed off, slammed the door and slammed his seat back to get up out of the seat and whatnot. And that's how he did it when he got out, and that's how he did it when he got back in.
John Pulley says he suffered a broken clavicle, sternum, and ribs. He adds the driver forgot the line didn't go straight near 210 West 21st South. He took the turn too fast. A police officer then detained the operator.
He admitted right there. It was his fault. It was his mistake. He's the one why I'm out of work right now for a week, however it needed to get healed.
Pulley has retained an attorney and is furious the operator came to work that day. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, TSA agents find some crazy weapons in a man's baggage, and we're not talking guns. We'll tell you what they seized over the weekend.
And a look at triple team traffic.
A slow drive southbound I-15 from South Salt Lake through Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
Tonight on NBC, it's white knuckle time on The Voice.
Oh, we're down to the final nine in the live performances.
Mm-hmm.
And this season is tight.
So watch live and support your favorite artist by voting in the instant save.
Hey, your vote could be the difference between moving on and going home.
So let your voice be heard.
Oh, then it's an all-new Blind Spot.
Yes, there are only 3 episodes left, and things are about to get crazy.
Translation, it's blow your mind good.
You must see Monday on NBC.
Tonight.
That's tonight on KSL 5.
Could your next online classified ad make you a crime victim? Tonight, a KSL investigation starts with one woman's story.
I was just like, no way.
She was robbed in public when a man answered her ad. So we tracked him down.
You didn't grab it from her and then push her?
And what happened next is only the beginning of the story. Tonight, the KSL investigators expose thieves who use classified apps to find some real steals. Learn the best ways to protect yourself when buying and selling online. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Derek Overstreet, the owner of and an investment advisor with New Millennium Group and the host of More Than the Money radio show with Alex Carey on Sunday, joins us in studio.
Good to have you here. It's nice to talk to you on a day other than the weekend.
Yeah.
So tell us, traditionally we have election cycles. What do those election cycles mean to the financial world?
Well, typically an election cycle tells you that the markets are going to be up, but I don't know if our listeners would agree this is a little different than a normal election cycle.
Definitely different.
So I don't really believe much in rules of thumb. So if the market says it's supposed to be up, as usual, I wouldn't count that. Many of you have a 401k or an IRA, and you don't have to go up and down with the markets. If you feel like the markets are going to go down, you're not a market timer, but there's nothing stopping you from going to cash in your account. If the markets go up, the worst thing that happens is you lose a little bit of upside. If they go down, you've saved the money.
So what is the biggest mistake people make in investing in the market?
I think what it is they really don't have a plan, and most of us don't meet with someone because we just put it on autopilot. We put our 401k money in there. I've talked to several of the people that work with this company. They go, you know what, I'm going to retire in 10 years, so let me leave it. And I'm going, that's a great idea, but why don't we execute a strategy and create an overall plan? And if you wanted to retire, Maria, in 3 years sooner, why not tell you, hey, you need to put this amount aside every month and you're going to be there sooner?
You have some great retirement workshops coming up. Why don't you tell folks about those?
So next week, we have a Social Security workshop. We'll tell you the best way to take Social Security. We also have a full-on retirement dinner at Market Street Grill in Cottonwood. You can call our group. The numbers are on the show, 801-446-9950. Get into one of those workshops. It's not a sales presentation. We'll tell you the best way of taking it and save yourselves and your families a lot of challenge.
All right, Derek, thanks very much. Derek Overstreet, owner and an investment advisor with New Millennium Group, with us.
When news is breaking and it's really important, you need to get good information. It's all we do. It's why we're here at KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:38. A civil trial now underway in Colorado, where those impacted by the 2012 Aurora movie theater shooting are suing the Cinemark theater chain. 28 victims and their families say the chain didn't do enough to prevent the attack that killed 12 people. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
The trial is happening in the same large courtroom that the criminal case took place in, but the scene is very different. There is no media camp outside. The courtroom isn't full of armed guards in every corner, and shooter James Holmes is not present. Local interest in the civil trial is quite a bit lower.
The victims argue Cinemark knew huge crowds would be on hand for the movie The Dark Knight Rises and that guards might have seen Holmes suiting up ahead with the body armor in his car.
There's a renewed plea to keep e-cigarettes and cartridges up and out of the reach of children. New numbers out today show more young children are getting sick. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The Utah Poison Control Center says children, especially under age 6, may drink the liquid when they find it. It looks good, and flavors include gummy bears, fruit punch, licorice, chocolate, and mint. But this is causing serious nicotine poisoning. Nationally, one child died, and several others had seizures or comas.
Poisonings in Utah increased from 16 cases to 2012 to 133 cases in 2014. We are on track right now to have even more this year. Triple Team traffic 3 times. More eyes on the road. And Ricky Meese, how are things going now?
It's a long, slow drive, especially for a Monday afternoon, which is usually our lightest afternoon commute of the week. So if you're stuck in these delays southbound on I-15, just realize that this is partly due to the rain that came through. Your slowdowns are going to start at the I-80-201 interchange, and they don't let up until you're passing the point of the mountain. Northbound I-15, also heavy and slow, Draper to Midvale on the east side. Now we have eastbound I-80 slowdowns approaching Foothill Drive to transition to go southbound I-215's east belt. Lynn Thomas?
Well, as you're taking the drive, Bangor Highway right at the top there at I-80 is a little bit sluggish coming off of that on down toward 3500 south, but the major slowing 94 Bangor Highway is due to a stalled truck. It is in a right lane right at 9800 South on the right side as you head southbound. And that's got slowing from 9800 South back to 7800 South. Up on the 201 freeway, a little bit of slowing from 5600 West to 7200 West. And then over the point of the mountain, you've got a slow ride from SR92 down to about 2100 North in Lehigh. Mark?
Still elevated, but down a scooch to 19 minutes KSL travel time. Salt Lake City to Farmington, northbound I-15, sluggish on the way up to the North Interchange, then very heavy. Farmington up to Layton Hills Mall as usual. Highway 89 overflow delays into Fruit Heights. And 215 on the north end is still slow. We got a camera shot right about 700 north. That looks like the worst of it. Don't be fooled by other carpet cleaning companies pretending to use the same technology as Zero Res. They are not the same. Spring carpet cleaning for just $31 per room. Call 288-0. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.